would need protection from such power, lest it destroy him. If Odin had possessed a stone, then Odin was the answer. Thanos would return to the Chitauri homeworld and plunder the wreckage of the Blood Edda for a Norse metal strong enough to shield him from the stone's power. Space roared by. The stars blurred.
"You cannot save everyone,"
she had told him in his dream. And with that, he banished her from his memory, purged her. He was no longer Thanos of Titan, or Warlord Thanos. He was simply Thanos, savior of the universe. He clenched his fist, imagining a gauntlet there. And he smiled. No, he could not save everyone. He could not even save most of them. But that was never the plan. He would save half. Exactly half. While Nebula sulked, Gamora approached him. She was not bold enough to touch him, but she stood close by, her reflection hovering near his own in the pulso glass.
"What are you thinking?"
she asked him. After some hesitation, he answered her.
"I am thinking of the Asgardians."
"What about them?"
"They called themselves gods."
He snorted a laugh. He had faced down Asgardians when at 1/1000th of his current power, and defeated them. With the stones in his hand. Thanos curled his lips, peeling them back to reveal vulpine teeth and a deadly, knowing smile.
"I will show them what true power is. I will become a god."
Time. We live in a prism, not a line. Chapter 45.
Time is not abstract. Time is a stone.
"You are a coward, Thanos,"
Cha tells me.
"A coward. You hide behind this ship, behind the other and the Chitauri, and now behind those girls."
It is years later. Cha is dead. Titan is dead. Soon half the universe will be dead. I am aboard Sanctuary. The protective doors to my vault slide open, and the gauntlet glimmers there in half-light. Not quite gold. I have seen this moment before. I have lived it. It is happening for the first time. The second time. The millionth time. I reach for it. I reach for my truth, my destiny, my inevitability. Gamora falling from a cliff, Cha, neck snapping in my hands. I am alone. Alone in my past, my present, my future. As it was meant to be. As it must be. "Fine," I say, "I'll do it myself."
This concludes the reading of Marvel Studios' Avengers Infinity War, Marvel, Thanos, Titan Consumed, by Barry Liga. Copyright 2018 by Marvel. This book was read by Tom Taylorson. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with Marvel Press and was produced in 2018 by Blackstone Publishing. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Publishing. If you would like to obtain a monthly update telling you about new releases, call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. For a complete listing of our titles, visit our website at www.downpour.com. Thank you.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.